When I was a child, there was no person to trust or a safe place for me. My mother was bipolar, manic, hypochondriac, addicted to painkillers and other drugs. She was a con artist, and she moved my brother, sister, and I from one place to another as she fell in and out of abusive relationships. I can still vividly remember being woken up in the middle of the night by my mother forcing me to take her to the hospital to get her next fix. She would often pass out in the car on the way home. This was before I had a driver's license. My father was an alcoholic, very verbally abusive, and who left us on my 13th birthday. I became the adult child as my mother depended on me to take care of her and my siblings. She was demeaning, manipulative, emotionally abusive. Needless to say, I was angry, very angry, and I wanted to escape reality. At 13 years of age, I was insecure, mousy, and embarrassed about my life and family. I was actually humiliated. I bottled up everything and tried to hide the truth. At this time in my life, my grandmother dropped me off, by surprise, at a summer camp at Warehouse. There the Lord gave me people who would influence my life for the next 5 to 6 years. They showed me that the Lord really loved me. Brent Arnold, Gary Landacre taught me so much and counseled me through many years and emotions. But during these years, and the Lord was pulling me in, I also walked through rebellion. I began using drugs to numb the pain. It wasn't until I was about 19 and coming out of a very bad relationship that I gave my life fully to Christ. Up until then, I knew God was with me in my crisis, but I hadn't surrendered my life yet. I was still fighting for control, not willing to hand over the bottle in which I had been filling with traumatic memories for years. I thought that if I submitted control to the Lord, my bottle would spill open in front of everyone and would lose control mentally and emotionally. So after this broken relationship, I returned to Warehouse and began to really hang out with Christian friends and went to church consistently. Christine, Brian, Hillary, and Angie really helped me to stay on the path. They helped me emotionally. They spoke truth to me. They made me accountable. The pastors, camp counselors, and Christian friends were my family. I chose to obey and surrender my life completely to Christ. The Lord led me back every time I strayed. His love has always been steady and strong. He has been my hero as a child and is still my hero. He has rescued me from poverty, emotional abuse, abandonment, and addiction, and is now rescuing me from my abasement. I feel his presence so strong every time I lay down a chain. Link by link, he's helping me to feel his love. I am no longer seeking him out just for survival, but now to have a deeper love for him, to experience the blessings he has for me. Emotions and anxiety are still a part of my life today. However, when I am deep in his word, he heals me. I'm longing for a deeper relationship with the Lord. Just like the Lord was survival to me when I was a child, his word is a constant healing to me every day. Reading the Bible isn't something I should do. God's word is my medicine. He is the great physician, healer of my soul. Throughout my life, it was only by God's grace that I'm standing here today. The word grace is defined in the dictionary as divine protection bestowed freely on people, the state of being protected by God. The verse that really speaks to me and says it all is 2 Corinthians 12:8-10. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults, hardships and in persecutions and difficulties, for when I'm weak, then I am strong."